Hi there, this is Ellistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, March 27th, 2021. It is Florida Derby Day. Great day of racing around the country, but particularly at Gulfstream Park with 14 races. We're going to cover four of them on this week's Key Races and Bets podcast, sponsored by Amwager.com, AMWAGER.com, a great legal online betting site for horse racing, covering most tracks in the U.S. and available in most states. Also, a bunch of foreign tracks, too, I had forgotten to mention normally. All over the world, Amwager.com has you covered with great perks and tools for the better. You can get the written version of this podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, at amwager.com, AMWAGER.com, by clicking on How to Bet and Ellistar's blog. We're going to start with race 11 leading into Florida Derby. Race 11 is the Cutler Bay Stakes with a post of 4:43 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, March 27th. And I'm starting with this race, even though Annex, the likely favorite, is a standout and a single. A single means the only horse to use on multiple race tickets like the double, the pick three, and the pick four. That's, again, why I'm starting with this race. Annex has run twice. Both races were visually impressive. First, when rallying from eighth to the front in the last 3/16 of a mile. Then last time out, rallying from sixth early and nearly 22 lengths behind to win by a head on the wire in the Palm Beach Stakes, identical non-graded stakes to this Cutler Bay Stakes. Annex has the ability, really good ability, which goes along with a fantastic mental attitude. He's the only horse in the field who has won a stakes on turf this year, and he's still got improving to do, as this is only the third start of his career. And with a field high Equibase 103 figure last time out, it's going to take double improvement on anybody else to beat him. If Annex is 8-5 or more, he's a win bet, a low odds overlay. More than likely, he won't be until we can make money, though, using him as a single in double. Pick three and pick four tickets make much more than betting him to win. The double is going to be first double, race 11, Annex, race 12, Conlima and Bobo Girl. Another double, Annex in race 11 with Conlima, Bobo Girl, Crazy Beautiful, Len Low, Lady, and Millefuel. Then the pick three. Annex in race 11, Conlima and Bobo Girl in race 12. In race 13, we should use Enjoy It While We Can, Morning Molly, Sorrel, Cristal, and Always Shopping. In the pick four, same horses in the first three legs, but I'll go over it again. Annex in race 11, Conlima and Bobo Girl in race 12. Enjoy It While We Can, Morning Molly, Sorrel, Cristal, and Always Shopping. And in the race 14, the Florida Derby, we're going to use Known Agenda, Greatest Honor, and Spielberg. Moving on to race 12. This is the Gulfstream Park Oaks with a post of 5:17 Eastern on Saturday, March 27th. And Conlima is the logical choice, coming off a runner-up effort, then moved up via a disqualification of the win in the Here Comes the Bride Stakes on turf, but she has superb dirt form as well. However, Bobo Girl has a shot to post the upset, given her powerful four-length win at the distance over the track 5 weeks ago. Although it was just a maiden win, she's facing a mile field for the grade 2 level, and that win earned a 91 Equibase speed figure, which is right on par with the 92 figure Conlima earned in the stakes race 1 week later. The key here to Bobo Girl is trainer Dale Romans, who has won this race twice in the last 5 years. Both times, horses just broke their maiden, just like Bobo Girl did, and won the Gulfstream Park Oaks. It happened with Go-Go Maggie in 2016 and then with Coach Rocks in 2018. Bobo Girl's light bulb just went on last time out. She appears to have a lot of improving to do, and Lannery could choose the same taxi he chose last time out, which is put her on the lead, slow fractions, and which she accelerated exceptionally late to win. Back to Conlima, of course, she is a contender. She began her career on dirt, finishing first or second in four straight all sprints, including two stakes. Then after 3 months off, she moved to turf last December and two turns as well, won two in a row, including the Ginger Brew Stakes. Second, the Swedish Chant, after leading From the start in January, Conlima closed well from 7th to 2nd, while 5 wide into the stretch and rallying into a winner who was disqualified for interference with another horse, not Conlima, awarding Conlima the win. Red Ortiz Jr. stays aboard and was up for the win. The only time he rode her, previously to the runner-up last time out, and with the rail and good tactical speed, it's likely that Bobo Girl and Conlima will be first or second from start to finish. In the Gulfstream Park Oaks Race 12 at Gulfstream, post 5:17 Eastern on Saturday, March 27th. Win bets are warranted on Conlima and Bobo Girl at 2-1 or more. And when making multiple win bets, try and use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best effort. It's a great tool that lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. AmWager has a great Dutching tool for free, among many other great features. That's AmWager.com. For the exacta and the trifecta, we're going to play Conlima and Bobo Girl over Conlima, Bobo Girl, Crazy Beautiful, Lenlo Lady, and Millefuel. It's in second and third. And if you want to play the doubles and pick threes, even though you did play the pick three and pick four in race 11, you could do that. In race 12, Conlima and Bobo Girl. In race 13, Enjoy It While We Can, Morning Molly, Sorrel, Cristal, and Always Shopping. In the pick three, we'll play the same horses in race 12 and 13 and add Known Agenda, Greatest Honor, and Spielberg in race 14. Moving on to the 13th, this is the Orchid Stakes, and it is a post of 5:55 on Saturday, March 27th. Morning Molly's been first or second in all 7 races since her debut in January 2019. The first of 7 of those 7 coming after she took 9 minutes off following that debut, so it really doesn't matter. She's basically first or second in 7 straight. Moving into Stakes Company in January, she won the Jersey Lily Stakes in Texas, then led late before being outfinished by the more seasoned Michelin in the Grade 2 Hillsborough Stakes at Tampa Bay. Dropping to this Grade 3 level and getting Jose Ortiz to ride, Morning Molly's bred to run all day should appreciate the added distance could easily add to her resume as well as make us a nice profit, because in spite of the fact she's been first or second in 7 in a row, and in the thick of the action most of the way in the last part of every race, she opens at 8-1. Sorrel is an Irish-bred filly making her U.S. debut for the top Christophe Clement barn, and she could be something special in these long races for fillies and mares on turf in North America. She won 3 in a row in England last summer and fall before the layoff and the ship to the U.S., and at distances ranging from 1.5 miles to 1.625 miles. So this 11 furlong trip is of no concern, nor is the layoff at this trip, particularly for Clement, and with this filly's excellent series of 5 furlong drills over the past 2 months. Enjoy It While We Can as a real profit maker here, opening at 20-1. Although she's just 1-14 in career, she's only run 5 times on grass, and truthfully, the only races that count are her last 2. Both came after she moved to the Mike Maker barn, and she finished 2nd both times, 1 1/6 and 7/16, so 1/16 longer than here, which means we know she can get the trip. Considering Maker's prowess with stakes runners on grass in the past year, she is not to be taken lightly, because if Maker feels she belongs, we can't argue, and it's a great sign that Tyler Gaffalione rides. Always Shopping opens as the 9-5 favorite, and will get bet down as she won the La Previante in January as even money favorite in her most recent start. She won at 1 3/16 over the course prior to that. Both wins were with authority, so she can win again, but she's no standout owing to the quality of a horse like Sorrel, the consistency of a horse like Morning Molly, and the prowess of Mike Maker with Enjoy It While We Can. In the Orchid Stakes, race 13, Gulfstream, Saturday, March 27th, 5:55 post. This is a race to make 2, possibly 3 horses to win bets, because I am not set on Always Shopping winning. Sorrel and Morning Molly should be bet to win at 5-2 or more. Enjoy It While We can be bet to win at 6-1. And luckily, we don't have to do the math of figuring out how much to bet on horses at various different odds by using the Dutching tool and AmWager, which will proportion our bets perfectly for the best edge. It's just a great feature. I use it all the time. for the Exacta. Just for the minimum, I will play an Exacta of Enjoy It While We Can over All, and then the opposite, which is All over Enjoy It While We Can. Just trying to capitalize on those high odds. For the Trifecta, which is a better bet than the Exacta other than the one with the long shot, I like this Trifecta quite a bit. And this is Morning Molly, Sorrel, and Always Shopping over Morning Molly, Sorrel, Always Shopping, and Enjoy It While We Can over All. And that's a pretty cheap bet, and it could pay big bucks. We can also play the doubles here in Race 13 with Enjoy It While We Can, Morning Molly, Sorrel, Cristal, and Always Shopping. And in Race 14, Known Agenda, Greatest Honor, and Spielberg. And the reason we use Cristal, by the way, is Cristal did beat Enjoy It While We Can in a race three back. So if I'm going to use one, I'm going to use the other, and she's a decent price. Moving on to the feature race, the 14th, the Florida Derby, post 6:40 Eastern. And there's no doubt Greatest Honor has impressively dispatched a total of 17 other horses, winning the Holy Bull by nearly six and the Fountain of Youth by a length and a half last month. There's also no arguing that Todd Pletcher, who trains Known Agenda, has a very strong hand with whatever horse he starts in the Derby, having won four of the last eight. Of course, Greatest Honor is trained by Shug McGay, who won the race with Orb. But I'm going to take Known Agenda's give him slight preference over Greatest Honor as the top win contender in this race. In only the second start of his career last November and stretching out off a runner-up effort at six furlongs, Known Agenda won a race at this nine-furlong trip. Pretty hard to go from six to nine. And did so with maturity of a much older horse as he battled head-to-head the entire last eighth, never gave up, and won. After a poor third-place finish in the Remsen last December and following a fifth-place finish in the Sam Davis in February, Known Agenda grew up big time to win last month at Gulfstream back at the same nine-furlong trip, like a horse with a bright future. After stalking fourth early, Known Agenda moved easily four wide, opened up to win by 11. Not only was the 103 Equibase speed figure higher than the 101 Greatest Honor earned winning the Fountain of Youth one day later, there's also little doubt Known Agenda could have run faster. Although already proven to the trip, Known Agenda has breeding to win this race and, if he does well, the 10-furlong Derby trip. Curlin, his sire, has had seven male 3-year-old stakes winners at distances ranging from 9 and 10 furlongs in the last 5 years from just 15 horses. 7 of 15 different horses have won 9 to 10 furlong races for 3-year-old males. The group includes Good Magic, Exaggerator, and Vino Rosso. Because of that, I think Known Agenda is going to take a big step forward to win the Florida Derby, stamp himself as a strong contender for the Kentucky Derby, and maybe get some money as he opens at 5-1. Greatest Honor was beaten by Known Agenda by a head last November at the distance of the Florida Derby before winning three straight, including two local preps for the race. In each win, starting with the one on December 26th, which earned him a career-best 106 Equibase figure, Greatest Honor has shown the traits of a tremendous athlete, moving when asked by the jock and whooshing by the field. In the Fountain of Youth last month, he was 5 wide on the turn, moving from 8th to 4th, then to 1st, unthreatened in the late stages. Jose Ortiz has been aboard for the last two rides. There will be a lot of adrenaline flowing because Known Agenda is going to be ridden by his brother Irad. I think this battle between these two could be really good. Spielberg is the only other horse I'll mention as a possible contender. He continues to earn points on the Derby trail, 17 to date. If he gets 40 for the runner-up, that gives him a good shot. And that could be the key to his trying really hard here, maybe splitting those other two horses. He earned a career-best 103 figure, breaking his maiden in the mile in November, and hasn't improved since, even though he did earn a 101 figure winning the Los Alamos Futurity in December. After a really poor fourth-place finish in the Robert B. Lewis, he was clearly second in the Southwest at Oaklawn, then shipped back to Bob Baffert's barn in Southern California. Although he was no winner for the winner Essential Quality, he was 4 lengths in behind Essential Quality and 4 in front of the next horse. One thing is notable, in spite of Baffert having achieved all the things he's achieved, Baffert's never won the Florida Derby. So when compared to McGay, he's having won with Orb, and of course Pletcher's having won 4 times, Spielberg really seems to need to exceed his best effort to win the race, although it's not impossible. In the Florida Derby, race 14 Gulfstream, Saturday, March 27th, 6:40 Eastern. I just like a win bet here. Known Agenda, 2-1 or more, straight up, take it. For the Exacta, I'll take the lower odds here, and I'll box Known Agenda, Greatest Honor, and Spielberg. Don't forget you can get the written version of this Key Races and Bets podcast by going to amwager.com, clicking on How to Bet and LSTAR's blog. I really hope you enjoyed this week's podcast and the blog. Please check out amwager.com. Hope you make a ton of money this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.